everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talks, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website. If typing out an entire thing is not for you, oh, I totally forgot to mention the website, which is coffeeandcauldrons.com. But if you would like to send us a voicemail and like leave us a little message, there is a, like a little 3-minute window, but just call us back. We'll put it together if you didn't finish your story in that time frame. But that number is 351-207-0799. You could send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Woo! Now that we've vomited all that. Happy April. Yeah. Happy birth month.
Thanks.
It is your birth month.
I know. We're celebrating this week. I'm very excited.
We do birthdays big in the house. Early.
You did. It's so cute. It was actually, next time we have an episode, it's going to be my favorite things thing. So.
Cute. Oh yeah. My God, I'm obsessed with you. How are you? How are things? You were good. Sick last week, so we didn't record.
Yeah.
Which stupid endo flare. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I forgive
stupid
you.
Stupid endo flare. But
I forgive your
now,
body.
We're preparing for a whole like city shenanigan thing. We're going to go like stay in the city for a couple days. Oh, not me and you. Me and my wife.
I was like,
Scarlett,
what are you fucking talking
you can
about?
Come. You want to like, come?
This is the first time hearing of this. No, I do not. I just did two weekends away in this entire month, and I feel so guilty about it that I don't think I'll be going anywhere for a year. So
I have to tell you the craziest thing. We're going to go see a play, and it's about bronies.
What?
It's crazy. I don't like
what
Scarlett was telling me. I don't remember. Scarlett was just telling me like the notes about it because she was just seeing like filling it out. It's supposed to be like a dark comedy. And the college is putting it on. And we thought we would go support college actors and go watch it.
Is it the antelope
fun.
Party?
Yes, that's it.
I have access to the internet. I have unmonitored access to the internet that I'm able to Google it. That's amazing. I want to hear a play-by-play for it. Although yeah. I will say the images of it do kind of scare me. So I don't know if you remember the MLP Reddit jar. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to extrapolate mm-mm. further. It was real bad. And when I was pregnant with my son, mm-hmm. for those of you who know what I'm talking about, don't Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. When I was pregnant with my son, it was a reoccurring intrusive thought for me that made me throw up a lot. So I'll tell you off air what it is.
Okay. Sounds good. But
yeah,
you had a ghostly experience. Tell us your ghostly experience.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, okay. So, as everybody probably is well aware at this point, I run a group called Craft Coven.
Yes.
It is a personhood collective volunteer project. I host it twice a month at my local library. Basically, you just bring whatever project you want to bring. And you hang out with people that need community. And it's fun. It's really fun. Anyway, as oftentimes, we have ours after hours so that way kids don't come. So ours is 7 to 9. And usually we stay way later. Like mm-hmm. way later, we stay till like midnight. Like, what are you going to do? Kick me out? The library's closed. you gave me a key.
I bet it feels very back anyway. Rooms. Like when it's
it does
like,
a bit. Yeah, what, it totally does. Yeah. Anyway, so we were there really, really late, and it was like 11:45 at night. We're getting to the point where it's like, okay, okay, we got to wrap this shit up. This is crazy. We've been here for almost 5 hours. And all of a sudden, from the children's section of the library, we hear what I and two other people can only describe as a child sobbing. Not like a possible cat crying. It was like the and me and my friend Marissa look at each other like, did you fucking hear that? And she's like, I fucking heard that. And I was like, time to go. I was like, I am not afraid of ghosts. I do not fuck with children's spirits. I just don't. Like, no, I don't fuck with that. That's not for me. I was like, we must leave post haste. Wrap it up. And this woman that was there, who is very nice, but is definitely what I'm going to describe as a free thinker, was like, I thought you said you're not afraid of ghosts. And I was like, I got my line in the sand, bitch. And children crying is one of them. So I like texted the librarian. And I was like, hey, queen, is the library haunted? And she was like, I don't think so. She's like, but the building itself is like 150 years old. So like maybe. And I was like, yeah, because like this thing happened. And she was like,
ruined her day.
She goes, she literally goes, as a mother, that is so scary. Are you sure it wasn't a cat? And I was like, I know what a cat cry sounds like. That was a child. It was
leave a toy, like a crying toy, like something.
No, babe. This was like a full on. Like, you know, when a kid bonks. And they don't want, they're not looking for comfort right away because they don't see a grown up. So they do that like kind of low, quiet, like,
yeah,
like that sort of thing. That's sort of, that was what fucking toy does that? Yeah, it was, it was like, okay, well, we are in witching hour, time to leave.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Time you to know, children. We do out of here.
Children's spirits. I feel for them so much, but children are already creepy.
That's why
creepy.
I don't like fuck with them because, like, first of all, yes, they're really creepy and stuff, but also, like, imagine being a spirit that's a child. Like, you died, and it will not only will you have died, but you will have died not peacefully.
Yeah,
there will have been and some not degree of suffering it. There.
And so, like, a lot of children's spirits still have realized, like, what is going on.
And you're, oh, my God, it was just terrible. And it's, like, a whole room of moms. And we, like, we all just are, like, time to leave. Time to go.
Are you going to volunteer to cleanse the library?
It was ridiculous. I was just, like, this is bonkers. I don't care for this. Time to go. I feel uncomfy.
I'm gonna plant like things on the four corners of the building, like little protection spikes. Like, no one's looking.
If we hear it again, I'm gonna be like, you're giving me the keys to the library and I'm gonna cleanse this shit. Cause what the fuck? Hey, dog, what the fuck? Yeah, it was so bonkers. I literally was just like, I am not fucking with that in a real way.
I think, you know, craft coven should turn into seance coven. And I think a team of you should go in there and do a seance.
Yeah, I'm super into that, actually. I'm actually fucking with that in a real way. We had just been talking about going to, like, the local cemetery or going to one of the haunted buildings in our... Because, like, the town I'm in is a minor town. It's one of the part of like the gold rush. So like you've been here, you know that it looks like it's right out of the old West films.
It really is. It's what you picture as a small town. Like it's literally like movie. Yeah,
we look
small
like one
town.
Of those like Hallmark small town movies. So like there was, you know, because it was a frontier community that was here for mining, there's a lot of like tragedy that comes with that.
Absolutely.
And so all of that town is haunted. The whole town is fucking haunted. You throw a rock, you're going to hit 15 ghosts. But I'm like, I haven't done the, what about the library?
Mm-hmm. And you would have like a cute, don't you have like a pink cute Ouija board that you could bring and like
make it like so fun and cute? Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Yeah. I need this to happen.
Yeah.
Need it to happen.
Also, for people who like mayhaps are not in the Patreon, since our last recording, we did the first D&D party.
That was so much fun.
I'm really excited for the next like iteration, the next cycle.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I think it's gonna be so good. You guys have no idea what's coming.
I really like me and Sarah's character, and
I love your character. I love that it's also like a casual klepto.
Yeah. We decided to use Kitty from Over the Garden Wall, the frog, because there was a frog race in Robin's game. And we're like, perfect.
Perfect.
Like, yeah. He gets taken, you know, into these people and they make them one of their own. So, like,
perfect. I literally love it. I also, Beth and Katie are one of our Discord members. Mm-hmm. They like merged their names together.
I love it so much. It's so funny.
And I know it's Betherin, but I read it as Betherine.
Mm-hmm. You should just do it.
I'm going to pronounce it wrong forever. Because in my head, I definitely read it. Yeah.
It's like a narrator that keeps getting the name wrong. And, you know, like the characters are breaking through the wall, getting annoyed by it. Like, it's very good.
Well, also because you can't, like, Beth is Beth's name. So if you were to shorten it to Beth, we can't do that. So it's got to be called, like, Aaron. As their name.
Force her to be part of the game in name only. Yeah.
So funny.
That is so funny.
Literally so funny. I'm so obsessed with, like, the fact that it exists. Like, I had such a good time. It's I don't know, I'm really excited for our next one.
Robin chose like this whole like Studio Ghibli theme and it's just really cute, really fun. The first battle took place in a coffee shop. Hello. Very cute, very whimsy. I love it very much. And Robin did a very good job as our DM.
Thank you. Thank you. I still have plenty of time to fuck up, so keep your expectations low.
That's what keeps it fun. A little bit of spice.
I'm having a really good time with it, though. And I have, like, a whole little binder that I'm, like, keeping all my notes. I wrote up the session summary notes afterwards from the notes. Look at my notes from it. I don't know if you read the session summary notes, but look at my little... These are my notes that I then turned into an actual, like, written summary of what happened.
Adorable.
Thank you. I'm very proud of myself. I feel
you should be
gorgeous.
You are. Absolutely.
And we had one of our other Discord members, like, come in for a cameo, which is going to be my plan moving forward, is having the monsters be cameos.
That was so good. Very unexpected.
I just wanted you guys to see, like, how the, like, turn-taking works for it.
Yeah. I do say, though, if she comes back, like, she has to wear a mustache, and then it keeps changing every single time she comes along, because that would be so funny.
That would be so funny.
I'm not Sarah. Yeah.
I'm not Sarah.
Wilfred.
I'm this evil bog witch. I don't know.
Spoilers. Just kidding.
I literally just pulled it out of my butt. So.
Oh, I know you did.
oh, no. Well, I mean, I don't think we really have that much to talk about this week. The one thing I do want to say for people who... You know, I've stuck with this far. I, for for the Discord, I am dropping the group meditation just because we haven't had that much participation in a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm instead moving it to us doing a tarot study group.
I love that. That is so much fun.
Talk about like different aspects of like esoteric symbolism and stuff. And I think it's going to be great.
I love that. That's a lot of fun.
Thanks.
I like that.
I think that's a good idea. And I want people to like talk and give their opinions and their takes on this and like, again, learn from each other like we always do. So,
Yeah. And it's always fun, learning about tarot and hearing other people's opinions. So, very good.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Thanks.
10 out of 10 idea.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks,
You're
Mom.
You're so welcome.
Thanks. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you again next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. As also, just like a side note reminder, we are trying to make as many of the episodes as we can live episodes, moving forward for the season. So you can check us out on YouTube to find that. You can tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever you are listening on. If it has a review factor to it, go ahead and review us. Give us those 5 stars. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles and have a Spell the Month box and a Discord full of people and events. Obviously, Robin's doing a tarot thing. We have book club going and there's always something going on.
There's a whole bunch of shit going on. All right. Well, that being said, love you all. Thank you for being here. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.